So if you're around about my age group, you might remember when we went to school, if we were caught in our sports uniform on the wrong day, we would get in all sorts of strife. Well, things, they are changing. Joining us to have a chat about it is Nicole McCarthy, PhD candidate from the University of Newcastle. Nicole, how are we doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you, and thanks so much for having me.
No worries. Should our kids just be wearing sports uniforms? That actually is a really interesting question. I'm surprised no one's ever asked it before.
Me too. It's been something that I have been feeling really passionate about for a very long time. And I now work in an amazing team of physical activity researchers. And, you know, we've now put the question out there and we're trying to gather the evidence and the proof we need to say that not only do kids want this, it's actually better for them.
Why do you think it's better for them, Nicole?
Well, the biggest reason is that our kids are not physically active enough. And we know that. Our stats tell us that, you know, 1 in 5 kids might be meeting the recommended physical activity guidelines. So this is just one easy way that we see that we might be able to increase some kids' physical activity throughout their school day. So if they're play ready, they might be more likely to ride their bike to school, play at lunchtime. The teachers might even schedule more impromptu physical activity, like they don't have to wait till kids are in their uniforms. They can just do it any day of the week. And they might even be more likely to play when they get home from school without having to get changed first.
Nicole, I think that is a really good point, because I can think many, many years ago when I was back at school, if you were wearing your sports shoes and maybe a sports gear, you were inclined to run around a little bit more because you thought, well, this is what I'm set up for.
Yeah, well, that's what we've told our kids. We've told them that sport day is only on a day when they're in a sport uniform. But our kids are expected to be active at school every day. Our guidelines that give them 150 minutes throughout the week, they're supposed to be active. If you're only doing that when you're dressed for it, how are you going to fit that into a school week? So this is just another way to try to increase those minutes.
Nicole, is there a cost saving? Is a sports uniform perhaps cheaper than a standard uniform?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, just buying one uniform alone, even if you had a few of them, is cheaper than having to buy all the traditional uniforms as well as the sports uniforms. So without all the shirts and ties and blazers and, you know, skirts and stockings, all the accessories that go along with the traditional uniform, it can be upwards of $500. Whereas we know that you can get away with a sports uniform in total for under $200. So there are big savings to be made as well.
I'm wondering whether it might get to the point perhaps where they'd be in their sports uniform 4 of the 5 days and then dressed formally for just one particular day for special assemblies or something like that. What do you think about that?
Well, I guess that could be a compromise for sure, because we know that one of the barriers that principals give us is that their children need to be dressed appropriately for formal occasions. So, you know, even if it was a compromise like that, at least our kids are being more active 4 days of the week or, you know, 9 days of a fortnight or whatever it might be where they, you know, need their children to be dressed formally.
Nicole, with your research so far, have you spoken to some kids and what do they think of it?
Yeah, we've done a lot of attitudinal data and we know that kids are supportive of this. We've probably got about 65% of primary kids and even more 75% of secondary kids who would prefer to wear their sports uniform every day. And they've also told us that they think they would be more active if they had the ability to do this. The parents are on board, the teachers are on board. So we know there's support out there, but the barriers will still be in the school executive.
That's just where it's at. Is that possible they're being traditionalist as opposed to thinking practically? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I guess there's a lot of pressure on them as well about, you know, for school image and increasing numbers depending on, you know, the school. So we know that does happen. So it's just about challenging that way of thinking and maybe even challenging our uniform designers to you know, come up with some nice looking, you know, a little bit more formal looking sports uniforms that kids can still look really good in. And there have been some schools that have done this and the kids look great. So it's just about, yeah, challenging some of those barriers and seeing if we can look at it differently.
There's no question of actually getting rid of uniforms at all. I mean, we watch American television and we see kids getting around without uniforms. We do want to maintain the uniform in Australian schools, don't we?
Absolutely. I'm definitely all for the uniform. It does create that sense of belonging and pride and, you know, the image for the school, which is great. But it also takes a lot of social pressure off families, you know, and we don't want to introduce any of those, you know, social pressures that can come with the lack of uniform. So this is merely just using the school's existing sports uniform and letting the kids be comfortable you know, active, in their joggers, ready to play no matter what time of the school day.
I think I speak with on behalf of thousands of kids when I say I think it's a great idea. Nicole McCarthy, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about your research.
No worries. Thanks so much for having me.